Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Action.
I love it.
Thank you.
Don't know if we need it, but like it. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Right. Great to see you.
Before we get going, a little bit of housekeeping.
Go on then. What do you mean, sort the toilets out and maybe bake a pie? What are you on about housekeeping?
No. Before we start any of the podcasts, there's going to be a little bit of something at the beginning, rather than Jason talking about toilets or pies or whatever.
Yeah.
We could be talking about your product. You know, like if you make hats... We could talk about hats.
Yeah.
If you make snacks, we could be talking about your snacks.
We could be dancing your tune.
So if you do happen to be the CEO of a major tech brand...
Or if you just fancy using our fast-growing platform... to promote your product through the medium of sponsorship...
Yes, get in touch and we'll get, you know, our people to talk
to
you.
We haven't got any people. Don't believe her.
We've got my dad.
Is your dad still running things?
The Don.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony. Oh. We'll get Tony to speak to your people.
Yeah.
And we'll get it all sorted.
He's not doing deals...
He's always doing
with
deals.
The wrong people.
Well, you know, he has been involved with you know, the family.
What's that show? I'm so rubbish. I've not had enough coffee.
Sopranos?
No, the one that was set in Digbeth, and I'm not even joking this time.
What? The Peaky Blinders?
Yeah. Was he a Peaky Blinder?
Well, he's not that old, Jase.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Okay. And we'll, anyway.
Yeah.
We'll get them to talk and we'll all get into bed together.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't like being you and I'm just really...
Okay, fair enough. Run the titles. Actually, there's no one here. We'd better do it ourselves.
Okay. Welcome to the Gadget Show podcast with me, Susie Perry.
And me... the other one.
This week, we've got a very special guest with an amazing story who Jason honestly loves.
That's very, very true. You're right. I do truly love him with all my heart. And I'm not even
and
joking.
And I've loved him, but never met him before. Exciting. But before we get into that intriguing thing, or, you know, whatever it is, whatever it becomes, we're going to do some interaction with you, the lovely people that we're making this podcast for.
Yeah, we are constantly... genuinely blown away by your kind messages and support for this new podcast project thingy that we're up to. And so I've picked out a few messages at random.
Good. Yeah, okay.
Just whatever came up in front of me, I chose it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This one's from Simon Marks, who is, of course, the lead singer of the band Lost Without Cause.
Oh, I love them. I love that.
And he says, so glad you guys are back. Huge fan of Jason.
Right.
And then Miss Lady Luna writes, Jason was always my favourite. Love that he's back. Just obviously just picked a few at random. Here's one from Jake Schroff. Hi, Jake. Good to see you. I see Jason in Nuki all the time in summer filming stuff. He's a great bloke.
You're just picking the ones out about you, aren't you?
There might have been some editing. I mean, I put a long list. I might have...
Are there any about me or you know, just generally?
I think there are. There's Sean AJ, who's talking about you, Susie.
Oh, yeah, come on.
He says, she's beautiful, with a love heart emoji, Suze.
Oh, that's lovely, but I was kind of hoping for a bit more. She's a great presenter. They're great together. The presentation's so good.
Well, he does add a bit on the end.
Oh, does he?
He says, and Jason is awesome. Thanks,
Right.
Thank you, mate. Thank you very, very much. Sean, good
that's
man.
That's enough of that now, Mr. Bradbury, and your self-editing, you narcissist. Let's move on and have a look at some text, shall we? According to my screen here, I need to ask you a very important question. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is the console dead?
Wow. Wow. You do have a habit of targeting the big question of the day. That is such a timely question, and I don't know, but I'm guessing that we're going to investigate that huge concept on today's episode.
So, look, if the console is dead, and that's a big if...
It's a massive if.
What's replacing?
Well, clearly, I think we're talking about the portable gaming market. That would seem to be, from the data, where things are headed. And I think it's because there's a coming together, isn't there, of various key themes. So one is the success for all the major players like Steam, who make the Steam Deck, Sony, Xbox. They're all offering really good, high-performance, cloud-based gaming services.
And is it the fact that the cloud-based that's making the difference because we've now got a bandwidth that can keep up?
Massively important that you have enough bandwidth with technologies like 5G and obviously Wi-Fi and, you know, gigabit this, that and the other and all the sorts of key ways of transferring data that you need to support something on the go. But also, there's a miniaturization, as you know, that continues, well, since...
Smaller, lighter, more powerful, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Since Moore, the founder of Intel, predicted it in the 60s, that exponential doubling thing. Well, we've got to the point now where we're so far up the curve that, as you know, you can get incredible performance. I mean, this thing's got an AMD processor in it. And it's
so got... So Jace is holding up the Steam Deck.
The Steam Deck. It's also got a solid-state hard drive, a really high-performing hard drive. It's got 1 terabyte in it, right? Wow. 7-inch screen, all right? This is the LCD version, but there is an OLED version, which is a little bit bigger. I think it's 7.2 inches. This is 7 inches. And that one, if you want to get geeky, is 90 hertz. This is 60 hertz. These are all important innovations. And that's happened almost within a year of the first one coming out, or certainly within 2 years. So the evolution of the hardware is also happening at an exponential rate. And so you've got all these things coming together in a kind of crossroads. And so now we're at a point where the portable gaming console is taking on the big hardware.
So am I right in thinking that at the moment it was pretty much 50-50, but perhaps the bigger console is stagnating a little bit?
I think it is. And there's also, this has been going for a while, but there's a lot of rumours about Xbox releasing a handheld console. And I'll tell you why I think that's a thing. In the way that the Vision Pro, which if you remember, we started this podcast project with a fantastic review, in the same way that that was almost predictable because they were doing so much with augmented reality on the iPhone and all that sort of stuff and the miniaturization of their famous chipset, the same's happening with Xbox, actually, and that they've pushed so much money and resources into their cloud gaming service, Game Pass, that they almost have to do a handheld console, because if they don't, everyone else is going to just mop it up. Like I can access Xbox games on this device, would you believe? So I can access the Steam games. So there is a cloud dimension to this. I've got most of them on the hard drive, actually, because I, you know, online cloud gaming is still a little bit dodgy. It depends. If you've got full 5G on your smartphone and you're sat in a cafe, then great.
But if you are on the go, it can be a bit sketchy.
It can. And if you're trying to play at a really competitive level, then that latency is really important. But all of that stuff, it's so funny, because all of that stuff will evolve and will be no problem eventually. The bandwidth will be instant, real-time, virtually zero latency, and that's when the handheld market will suddenly overtake consoles. There will be no point in having a big box, a black box, like the Xbox, for example, or a PS5, nice big white tower. There'll be no point. It will just be it will be almost funny to look at. Like my 14-year-old, my youngest child, will look at those devices and laugh at them because they'll just look like old steam engines, you know.
Right, let's have a little chat about this. This is the Nintendo Switch, the market leader in the portable console market. Yeah. 137 million of these bad boys sold.
Unbelievable.
Let's talk about these a little bit while I play.
Okay, so, so the offering from Nintendo is always that lovely sort of cutesy, it's not always, but in general terms, it's that Japanese gamer market that is just so... you know, so hugely popular with a wide demographic of gamers. So not traditional first-person shooter esports players, but you know, a broader swathe.
Yeah, I mean, anyone can pick this up and just start playing, can't they, really?
Absolutely, and it's brilliant. And, of course, as you know, because we were on the cutting edge of all this, do you remember when you blew my mind with the Wii?
Yeah.
Jason, it's Suze. Yeah, can you come down to the studio? They want you to come down here immediately.
Gosh.
Oh, no, I don't believe that.
I am gobsmacked.
It's just beautiful. Look at the controller.
The president of Nintendo had to say it was OK for us to actually have it here.
Wow.
I was going to say, do you remember when you blew my mind with your Wii?
Yeah.
But that wouldn't have...
I think people know
something else.
What you're talking about there. Because do you remember when I
drank
your
my
Wii?
Yeah.
That liquid?
Yeah.
That's from Jace. All right. This incredible device, in all seriousness, should be able to filter urine.
Susie Perry! What do you think?
It doesn't taste of weight, but it is still warm.
Yeah.
And no one asked you to do that.
Well, you say that, but you know when the camera's rolling... And
I thought you came in and you said, oh, I'm parched. Susie!
Let me just explain. We were in the desert and we were testing a gadget that was supposed to filter water. So we thought the ultimate way to filter water, see if it worked, would be to wee in a little vial and then filter it. And then
but you thought it was a pint of shandy.
I thought, well, if it works, because they told me that it definitely works,
yeah.
If I drink this now, it will taste like water. But do you know what it tasted like?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Wee.
Asparagus wee.
So the thing is, can I just say, I loved that about you. I love it about you. I'm sure you're the same. Always up for it.
I think there's a name for people that do that, but let's move on.
I think there was a part of the internet dedicated to that. What were we saying? The Wii, the Nintendo Wii. So you very generously surprised me with, and people should know that those things where we were surprised on the gadget show, people went to great lengths.
Yeah, genuine.
To make it genuine. Blew my mind. Wasn't it like the first in the country? I mean, it was so exclusive.
Yeah, 100%. We were the first people to get it in the UK.
Oh, I love it. And it was an absolute revelation. Well,
it's all the sensors, wasn't it, that kind of blew us away to start
absolutely
with.
Absolutely mind-blowing. What the Switch does is, of course, it uses the, you know, again, we're back to this exponential curve. It uses the latest technology to enable you to do effectively the same thing. And so at the weekend, there was I with my daughter jumping about playing tennis and volleyball.
Yeah.
Yeah, no surprise that it's the market leader because it's so... And you can do your Fortnite on it and your first-person shooters.
Yeah.
Not the best platform for them, but you can do that.
But you could start out in that sort of realm with that, couldn't you?
It's such a versatile device.
Switch 2?
Of course, rumours abound that they are about to innovate yet again, build on the success of this physical, family-friendly device where you can jump about and dance and you can play tennis and sword fighting and all the other sorts of Wii Sport-type games, which are now Switch Sports, I guess. They've gone through various iterations. When was it first out, the Switch?
2017, I think.
Yeah, 2017. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
7 years.
So, yeah, it's about time, isn't it, that they brought out a new piece of hardware, which I'm guessing will be, you know, it'll have a high-resolution screen. It'll have maybe a cloud-based service. I don't know. People that know about Nintendo would be much better suited to predicting this. In fact, give us your predictions in comments. Yeah. I guess the best way to do it is on X for the Gadget Show's Twitter profile. But yes, Switch 2, where it's going hardware-wise, I don't know. Are they going to move into the VR realm? Is it going to be something you can slot into a helmet? I don't know. And then we've got these phones, these miniature, you know, high-performance computers in the back of our pocket that have graphics processors on them. You can get devices like the GameSir, I think it's called the X2, and the Backbone, and myriad other devices that clip around your phone and turn it into something a bit like a small Steam Deck.
So basically your phone becomes the screen, and all the buttons you need are all around it.
Yep.
So it's an extension of your phone, effectively. It's all there in your hands.
And when you've got that, why do you need a hulking great big black Xbox or bright white PS5 tower? So that's why the dominance of the console that we've grown up with, we were the first generation of console owners, you and I. 1979 was the Atari 2600, and it moved up from there. Now we're at the point in our evolution where the console may well not make sense.
What about the PlayStation Portal?
Great question, because that to me points to the variety in this space. So they've done something that's different again. So all of the advertising for PlayStation Portal effectively said you can use this miniature device, which again is like a white, sexy looking version of a Steam Deck or a Switch, if you like. And again, It's different in that you get your best performance within your own home Wi-Fi network, right? But you can be on the bus and you can use your 5G hookup and you can connect to your PlayStation 5 at home, your PS5 at home. But again, it's very unusual. I think it's very niche. It's very much for the hardcore. Unless, of course, they open it up.
Right.
They open it up, which they can always do because it's ultimately a software, you know, it's an update, isn't it?
So the portal, you don't think it's going to steal the crown of Switch or Steam Deck or
no,
the like?
And I don't think it's intended to. It's a bit of a weird one, really. Again, I've got a friend of mine and he's a real PlayStation advocate and he's got one and he loves it. But even he understands it's a very niche product. No, I would say that the likes of Switch, obviously, but more to the point, Steam Deck, because it's more of a PC gaming platform, yeah? Mm. Or Lenovo's Legion Go, that's another really... That's a sexy piece of hardware, much more powerful than the Steam Deck. And what's the other one by Asus? The ROG Ally, that's another stunning piece of kit. Razer have got one. This is a big market, Susie. There's loads of them. But I wonder, I don't know, I'm just going to jump in because something that's quite sexy to tell you. Steam have, for a long time, Valve, have been working on a secret project and they call it Deckard.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Deckard is the character from Blade Runner, isn't he? He's the detective.
Right.
Played by Harrison Ford.
Yeah, definitely.
And we suspect that it's a virtual reality helmet. Effectively a Steam Deck that you wear on your face. So again, here's what I predict. I could be completely wrong, like most of my predictions.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we're going to see is slowdown in the console market. Financially, the financials for the gaming PC handheld market are going to overtake the console. And potentially even gaming PCs, although I've predicted the demise of gaming PCs before, and I'm so wrong about that. And we're going to move through handhelds, and then we're going to come out the other end, and we're going to be wearing them on our face.
Wow. Right, so back to the original question that I asked you with the fanfare. Is the console dead? It's not, is it really?
It's that quote, isn't it? Reports of my death are... greatly exaggerated, or whatever the quote is. I think we're at a pivotal point. I don't think we're there yet, and I definitely wouldn't call it, because the tech space has a way of confounding predictions. But I'm going to put my head on the block because it's fun, and it'll generate comments. Slag me off if you want on our X, which is Gadget Show, or wherever you want to find us. I'm going to say we're starting to see the turn happening. Because the forces of exponential evolution are coming together. The cloud-based services are all sort of... The clouds are aligning, let's say that, in every sense of the phrase cloud. And I think we could start to see that. So I'm going to say yes, but that process is starting, that conversion is happening. If you disagree, the beauty of this podcast is we actually want to know.
Actually, let us know what you think. Let us know your thoughts. Because I think that the globe, actually talking about the world, I think that plays a big part in where this is going to go.
What, in terms of what's happening in Asia?
Like, well, there's a third of the market right there,
yeah.
You know, and the States.
Yeah, no, that is fascinating. Some of the demographics are absolutely amazing. If you told me, as I sat there on my shag pile carpet, in my Jeep, next to my G-Plan and my VHS, and I was playing on my Atari 2600, I was playing...
you know on your VHS, did you have to press down the two buttons to record?
Yes!
Yes!
If you told me then,
yeah,
what we'd be doing now? Not just how the games look, but how we'd be playing them. I mean, you've got to admit, that Steam Deck that you just had a fondle with there, that's a beautiful piece of industrial design. And I use fondle on purpose.
Yeah.
It's quite sensual, isn't it? The design of it. And that's not by accident. If you told me that's where we'd be, oh my God, I would have not believed you. So saying that the console could well be on the way out is not as radical as it might seem, because so much other crazy stuff has happened.
Right, it's time for our guest on this week's podcast. And for this, I think, Jason, because you love him so much, you should introduce our guest.
I would like to introduce to the Gadget Show podcast audience my son, Jackson Bradbury, a.k.a. Rez Hex.
What's up, guys?
Rez Hex?
That was so cool. You're so cool, bro.
So why have we got your son, Jackson Bradbury, on the show today?
Part nepotism. Right?
Yeah,
but
so the majority.
Other part, he's a professional gamer. At the age of 16, his job is gaming.
Jackson, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Professional gamer at 16? How long have you been a professional gamer for?
Full-time gaming, I've been gaming for around 4 years, but properly doing well, I joined an esports team around nearly 2 years now, so 2 years is when it's properly been serious.
God, I want to say to you, let me take you back to your childhood.
It's my son over there.
But you are still in your childhood at 16, Jace.
Sorry, carry on.
How did all this happen? Now, I'm thinking when you were born, you got put into some sort of drawer with lots of gadgets and technical devices, and that is now why you're a gamer. Essentially, is that what's happened with your dad?
So pretty much, like, we just, in our old house, we had an attic in our roof with, like, consoles in there. We had, like, bean bags that we just played games on with our friends whenever they were around. And that's just how it started, really.
I mean, that's one thing. I mean, everybody watching this that used to watch a gadget show knows how much your dad was into gaming, and that's sort of a given, I would think, that your kids would grow up, you know, loving gadgets.
All three of them, yeah.
But to become a professional gamer, that is something very, very different. So how did that happen, and when did you know just how good Jackson was then?
Obviously, every kid reckons that they're going to, nowadays, they're going to be a YouTuber, and they're brilliant at gaming, right? Yeah. And the gaming question is, of course, Fortnite. We'll get to that in a second. But so many young people or people watching that have got youngsters in their lives will know that Fortnite is this massive game enjoyed by 500 million people worldwide. And that was Jackson's game of choice. He played lots of different games, but that was the one. And of course, he said, I'm going to be a professional gamer when I grow up.
Right.
And obviously, like most parents, I was like, yeah. Good lad, you go for that. But not really taking him seriously.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And I didn't take him seriously, if I'm honest. I knew he was pretty handy at it until we were in the car on the way up to a massive gaming festival called Insomnia,
which many
listeners will know. I know you're aware of it. Happens locally, doesn't it? The NEC. And it's called Insomnia because the idea is that you never sleep, because they actually camp in tents in one of the halls. It's amazing. And they come with these trolleys and they've got the PCs or the consoles and they've got the whole gang. And it's also an expo as well. And they do all kinds of competitions. And we're driving along.
And you're going to do like a little job there or something, are you?
I was doing a show there, actually. Mm. I was doing a show on stage. And I'd invited Jackson to come up because he loves gaming. He was going to come with us. And he said, Dad, Team XL are going to be there. And I sort of went, oh, cool, yeah. Not knowing what he was on about.
Right.
It's an esports team. And Wolfies is going to be there.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Wolfies.
Wolfies. Who's Wolfies?
He was the best player in the world. He recently quit due to like wrist injuries, which happens a lot in gaming. But he got second place in the World Cup, which he won 1.3 million, I think it was.
What?
Yeah. The second.
What? Well.
He said Wolfies is going to be there. Yeah. Apparently there's a competition. And if I get through to the final on Sunday and I beat Wolfies, then I get a prize. And I was like, yeah, you go for it, son. As I was kind of like listening to my podcast or whatever, not taking it seriously.
Then what happened?
So then we played some tournament. It was against like five other people.
It was over 3 days.
Yeah.
And okay. You got into the final.
Yeah. And then in the finals, we played, is it called Zone Wars? And we played against each other. Wolfies was playing and I won the whole thing. So I won a pair of trainers, like custom trainers by XL, which was cool. And then as a little bonus, I got signed to the team.
As a little bonus. Hang on a minute.
They always jump to the punchline, these youngsters.
Absolutely jump forward there. So hang on a minute. So you're there, you're at the NEC, you've entered this competition to play essentially the world champion, let's say, of Fortnite. And were you nervous? Were you, you know, how did you feel going into this?
I was a little bit nervous. I didn't really know how I'd do. But,
he's 14 at this time, by the way.
Okay, thank you. Shut up.
Sorry about that. Edit that bit out.
Yeah, so a bit nervous. But what happened? Like, as soon as you get into it, that gives you the confidence?
Yeah, to be honest, I just I'd play the game every day, played the game every day. So I was like just used to it. I was just playing. And yeah, I managed to beat him.
And so he's on stage somewhere else in the NEC,
not
in another hall.
Not taking it seriously at all.
Yeah. No. So how? What point did you know that he was knocking it out
of the
ballpark?
Okay, here's the thing, actually. This is interesting. Great question. I was on a stand where they had the first Steam Deck.
Really?
Yeah, and I hadn't had mine delivered yet. And I was playing the Steam Deck and I looked at my phone, being an attentive dad, there were like 17 messages that had come in over the last 2 hours that I'd ignored. And they were like, Dad, get Team XL. I'm in the final. I made the final. You must come to the stand. So I went there. And obviously I'm going to be honest. I'm going to bare my soul with you, right? I'm quite used to going to these places and being the big I am. And everyone getting excited. It's the guy from the Gadget Show and all that. So I went along there with my swagger, yeah?
You were giving it the whole, look at me, check me out.
And literally, I watched the last few moments. I filmed the whole process as he beat Wolfies. And I stood there. The cameras came in. The crowd came in. And I was literally squeezed to the back. And no one was in. No one was interested.
You're like, that's me.
No, hello, hello. Why are the cameras pointing? You pointed the cameras the wrong way. They swept him up. He did interviews. He got these. And these trainers weren't any small deal. They were custom done by an artist to his exact with his logo on it. And then anyway, long story short, 4 days later, I got a phone call. And it was the guy that would ultimately become his manager, a guy called Freeman. Lovely guy. At what was then Team XL. It's now called... Giant X, because they've merged with the Spanish team. Their offices are in Shoreditch. I mean, these are big deals. He's sponsored by JD Sports and, Burger King, EE. This is not a small deal. Mm. They said, we want to sign your son, but he's the youngest guy we've ever signed. And we had to talk to the local council about, and he did a contract effectively like a West End kid. Like a West End performer, like an actor type thing, and we had to inform his school and everything.
Oh wow!
And then it started, and then that's 2 years ago.
Okay.
And yeah.
Can you please pass the mic back to Jackson?
I'll be over here if you need me, though.
Okay.
Yeah?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You just sit there quietly. Be quiet. Sorry, quiet.
Apologize.
How much of your day spent playing?
Okay, so pretty much, I wake up 9 o'clock, breakfast. Straight on Fortnite, and then around 1 o'clock I do some content because I make content on TikTok and YouTube and stuff like that. And then
he's got his own editor. He's got his own TikTok editor.
Stop!
Just over here if you need any assistance.
Sit there. Sorry. Go and sit in the corner just for a minute. Sit there, Simbin. Go on.
And then literally the rest of the day I play Fortnite and I stream it to, on Twitch as well to my community. That's literally the whole day. I play till like 12 o'clock at night and then I go to bed and then...
100,000 followers. Thank you.
I don't know whose idea this was. So you go basic.
If I promise not to talk, can I sit?
Yes,
it's
but
not
just...
my back.
Can you just... Thank you. So you all day... So what is your job for the team then? Is that to make content for the team?
So I'm signed to make content for the team and... I just make content around Fortnite, just like updates about the game, like tournament, like how I've done in tournaments, stuff like that. Videos of me getting some kills, like are really cool and stuff. Yeah, just crazy stuff.
I could ask you a personal question, which might seem a bit gauche, but I know a lot of people out there would be going, well, what does that generate in terms of...
I don't know what that means either, by the way, Jax. It's French.
In terms of income, what do you get paid? You know, if so, like... How much do you get paid, if you don't mind sharing it with us?
So I get paid by my org, a salary. Each month I get paid a certain amount. And then I earn money through tournaments as well. So there's different tournaments in Fortnite. So there's the big one, which is coming up in literally Friday. So I've got to get practicing for that. And that is 7.7 million, I think,
what?
Prize pool. So yeah.
No wonder.
Now
he's smiling. No wonder you're smiling.
Do you need a coffee or anything, son?
No, I'm good.
How has this turned out for you? Honestly, really.
I love it because it is living. I'm living vicariously through him. You know that
we all are now.
Yeah.
So, what are the chances though that you could win that tournament?
It's 50 teams, so 100 people, 50 duos qualify into the grand finals. But you got to make it through like four stages to get into. So there's open, semi-finals, and then finals.
Takes place in an arena, Susie.
Yeah.
With like, you know, 15,000 people watching in the arena.
I know it's full on. I've you know, having sort of been spent a lot of time in Asia and stuff, I always blows my mind how they make it into such a massive event with people sitting there watching somebody playing effectively. Yeah. But I suppose it's like the old days of watching someone play chess, you know, as a comparison going back, far more exciting. So what's your setup at home then? What have you got? I mean, I can see here you've got what looks like a pretty expensive laptop, particularly for a 16-year-old, but just generally, really.
Yeah, so my laptop, that's for... So when I travel, like I've been away for the week, I play on my laptop. It's got, like, the best specs. It's got a 4090 graphics card and, like, the newest i9 in it. So it's one of the best specs. And then at home, I have two PCs. So I have one so I can stream my tournaments without having any lag while I play tournaments and stuff like that. And then I have my main PC, which has, like, top specs. That's what I game on. Then I have my main monitor, which is 240 hertz, which is like the refresh rate you need to like have to basically play well. Refresh rates are a huge thing because if you're playing on 60 hertz, you can't see stuff as well as you can on 240 hertz.
And then you can't react as quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because reaction times are like the main thing because I think the retirement age for gamers is like 22, 21.
That is insane, isn't it?
You've got 6 years to fund your father. Yeah.
But this is, you've got, otherwise you're out on your own.
Otherwise it's the shed, you're back in the drawer.
If you don't win, I don't love you anymore.
I mean, that's a little bit harsh.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. That's not what I think, just in case you, that was a joke. The thing I was going to say is, I used to find it amazing that footballers were kind of finished at whatever, 35 or whatever it is.
Oh, easily, yeah. Yeah,
and again, like the technology, the exponential rate of the humans are now being phased out earlier based on the sort of digital nature of how they're competing. I think it's absolutely
so extraordinary. In a digital world, you've got to make your money early in this field because of, you're talking about reactions. I mean, I can compare it to something I know a lot about motorcycle races. Obviously, the older you get, you know, the walls get closer to you and your reactions get slower. I'm guessing it's, whilst it's not as dangerous playing games, it is all about and being able to focus. So what do you think? You might not know the answer to this because you probably just do it, but what is it that enables you to focus 100% on what you're doing? How immersive is your setup and how important is that immersion?
So when I'm playing, to like keep myself locked into the game, I turn off my left monitor so I can't see anything on that. And it just kind of locks me in. And they got something called flow state. And when you get into that, that's like your best state in a tournament. So you're playing your best. That's when no distractions, nothing. You just locked in. And that's when you perform in the grand finals and stuff like that. That's like the key.
So you know this flow state. Yeah. How do you get yourself into it? Because we don't always feel like, you know, switching ourselves on to 100%. So do you have any help with that?
Yeah, so I have two coaches. So I have two coaches. One is called Sven and one is called Pappy. So Sven is my in-game coach. So he helps me with, like, say I do something wrong. He tells me, like, you did that bad, do this instead.
So it's like the technical side of it. Yeah. Yeah.
So in Fortnite, there's zones. So, like, there's a massive map, and the zones make the map go smaller. There's, like, it's a storm, and the storm will kill you if you're in it. So it slowly gets smaller and smaller, so you can't touch the zone. So you got to rotate around the map. So a rotation device is where you have something like a grapple. So you, like, shoot it, and it will pull you forward. But there's none of that in this season. So what he'll say is, like, as soon as the zone closes, you need to run straight away to get into the next zone.
So while you're playing, he's talking to you in your ear?
Yeah. So okay. And he does offline coaching as well, like when we're not in a tournament, where he'll just talk to us about new strategies and stuff like that. But yeah, live coaching, he'll be telling us, like, while we're in the tournament, what to do in it.
So he's kind of like, let's relay that to like a football coach, for example. So you'll get tactics and everything from him beforehand, and you'll talk about what could possibly happen and what you should do. And then while you're playing, he's in your ear helping you.
Yeah.
So you're having to split your brain and be in the flow state to do really well.
Yeah.
And what about your other coach then?
Some other coaches like...
What's
more
his name?
Mental
Pappy?
Side. Yeah, Pappy.
Okay.
He's more on the mental side. So he's working on the more disciplined side. And he makes me just like stick to a schedule. So so my brain is like more disciplined. So I'm working harder and harder.
But is there a point where, you know, because obviously you can't just keep on working. Does he ever say to you, right, you need to chill out and go and do something and relax?
He says it to me. Or his mom. So he'll send us a text privately. Jackson doesn't know this. I'm not revealing it. He doesn't know.
Okay.
But he'll say, look, I feel he's too intense. He's been on it for 7 days now. He's not been out or he's not done, you know, X. And he'll encourage, because of course we live in Cornwall, so he'll say I need to go surfing. The phrase they use is touch grass, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Keep your feet on the floor, effectively. Turf. Yeah. Just to do something human that's not looking at a screen.
Correct. And he talks to his mom. About, because obviously my wife is a nutritional therapist. And so he'll ask what he's been eating because he'll notice patterns of behaviour. He's used to working with young people. He knows that they like sweet drinks and chocolate and all the rest of it. And he'll make sure that his intake is right. And I mean, a bit like the sport that you understand, the sports stars that you work with, the same thing, anything that gives them an edge.
See, this is probably fascinating for me, and I'm sure it is for anybody listening, that you need to have the right nourishment, the right amount of sleep, the right nutrients to be able to play a game online. Yeah. And at this level, is it about small percentages? Is it that gets you to the top, do you think?
Yeah, so say I didn't have any sleep on a tournament night. I think sleep is one of my biggest factors in playing well or not. Because if I don't have sleep, I play terrible. Mm. Like there was one day I didn't have sleep. I didn't even qualify for the easiest tournament. It's that detrimental. I think it just slows your brain down and you don't think like you would on full sleep.
A bit of a mom question this, possibly. Like, did you have any concerns when you realised how good Jackson was and that obviously he would be going on to it full time in terms of just, you know, getting out there and doing normal teenage things and stuff like that?
You would think, knowing me like you do, and my love of gaming, that I would have been like, go, 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 son, gaming. But is that true?
No.
I stepped outside myself as a dad and was very aware of the need for all of my kids to have a balanced life and to foreground, you know, grass, real life interactions over digital ones. So actually, I faced a bit of a challenge coming to terms with it. Me and Jax are into going to the gym, so we like to do that. And I'm stopping him doing certain moves because I'm aware how easy it is, even to have a kind of moderate injury, because now is the most important time of the year for Fortnite. Mm. In fact, maybe Jackson, you'd like to tell Susie why.
Like the tournament I was talking about earlier, FNTS. So if you make it to the grand finals, then that is a qualifier to the globals. So the globals will be in September at Dallas. So you get flown out, everything like that, if you qualify. So this time you have to get top five in the grand finals to qualify to the globals. And then in 2 months, it's top 10 in the grand finals to qualify. So that's what I'm aiming for, the top 10. Because I have time and I just need to perfect more stuff and just become a better player.
And is that your dream?
Yeah.
Jackson Bradbury, thank you so much. It's been really fascinating talking to you. I can't wait to see what happens. So good luck with the qualification for FNCS. And if you get through to the final in Dallas, what?
I think we should go with him, do you?
Yes. That's what I was just going to say. We should do a special podcast and follow you and all go to Dallas.
Yeah, no pressure, son.
No. So we're all coming with you. No, yeah, we'll be quiet. I'll keep him out of the way.
Yep.
Unless you want him to service anything or sort anything out.
Yeah, coffees.
Exactly. I'll do the coffees. I can do that bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, and until then, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know how you managed to create somebody so intelligent. Before we go, I just want to give a little bit of love to this absolute beauty. So what I'm looking at now and what I'm touching and sliding my hands down is a quarter arcade game, Space Invaders. quarter because it's the quarter of the size of the arcade games that we used to play in the 70s and 80s. Oh, this brilliant. Is Space Invaders, but it's exactly, it's identical to the bits on the top, the little sticker on the front.
That sticker and on the front of that Space Invaders is circa 1970 whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So if you used to play this, if you used to play Space Invaders, you will love this. It's by Numskull. They make a few of them actually, Jace, as you well know. But what's brilliant about it is the screen.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
And you know why, don't you?
Because the graphics.
It's because of the Pepper's Ghost thing.
Oh, yes, it is. Just explain that.
On the original, the CRT, or the cathode ray tube screen, which you'll remember the great big lumps of TVs we had in the house, well, these were the same. But rather than you playing the machine and that screen being, you know, orientated towards you, on the Space Invaders, it was situated in the bottom of the cab, looking up.
Yeah.
And then they had a Pepper's Ghost piece of glass, is it 45 degrees? Mm. And then they put graphics on the glass so that you've got a kind of almost three-dimensional screen with a bit of colour on it. That, yeah. That's the idea.
That was the feeling of it, wasn't it?
Yes.
And that's what you get with this.
Yes, they've done it in, exactly the pretend one, yeah.
Love it.
I tell you what is brilliant about this range as well is that they also do, and you'll think I'm making this up, carpet.
What do they do carpet for?
So that you can make your own miniature arcade. And they do little stools and a bin. And like a Pepsi machine that functions as a USB charger for the actual games.
And on that retro note...
Oh, it is a
retro
note.
That's all we've got time for.
Isn't it? And I almost don't want to finish. I've loved every second of this, sitting here with you. You're a superstar.
What?
Absolutely brilliant. No, I've loved it. It's been absolutely smashing. I've really, really enjoyed it. And if you've enjoyed it a lot, then I've got news for you. If you can't wait for the next episode of the Gadget Show podcast with Susie and Jason, then you need to be a Patreon sub.
Yeah, because you can watch it right now.
You can see it right now. If you've not already signed up to Patreon, it's available for you to watch. Is it a week early?
Yep.
I think it is. There's also other kind of benefits.
Loads
and stuff.
Of other content.
Behind the scenes
like
footage.
Yep.
Exclusive videos that we do, stuff that maybe doesn't make it into the edit, you can see that too.
And you can also come along here as well if you sign up for the top tier.
Yeah, that's the max tier, and you're right to bring it up, Susie, because that means you can actually sit inside the studio, you can hang out with us and chat to us. We'll show you lots of love. And it's really, really important because it's one of the ways that we're funding this project and we want it to continue.
Yeah, be part of the gang. And another way of being part of the gang is let us know exactly what you'd like to cover. So if you've seen a fantastic gadget or some technology you'd like to know more about it, tell us, let us know on X, Facebook, wherever.
Yeah.
Whatever your
channel
is.
Whatever it's called now.
Just send us a message and we'll have a look at it for you.
All right.
See you soon.
See you later.
The Gadget Show podcast with Jason and Susie was presented by Jason Bradbury and Susie Perry off the telly. It was produced by Ewan Keel and Tom Clint and is a North One production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.